arena, a vicious cycle where underneath the scene is treated one life before that shadow I eat. They found a recipe to uproot a family tree, but only cobwebs is left, and all they do is grow.
Thank you so much. So that was a new song. We've got a new album almost completely wrapped up. And that was a song off of it. And this next one is too. Real quick, happy 41st birthday, Mountain Stage. I too am 41 and you have aged much better. Thanks so much to the crew. Please put your hands together for all the people that make this Mountain Stage work. I love you guys so much. Thanks for us. Thanks for letting us be a part of this. So this is one all about letting go. It's called Letting Go. It goes like this.
Says you'll change, rearrange all the things just to try and get you back. He'll do anything to get you back. Takes the bad and goes straight to worse. It all falls apart, somehow it still hurts. It's absurd that it can still hurt. What a time to be alive. Take a breath and get outside. But what a time to be alive and learn from letting go. Do anything to get my bare feet on weathered ground. Some people run the river just for the sound. Oh, what a sound. You learn to love it for what it is. Like with windows rolled down and the air hits. We love it when it hits. What a time to be alive. Take a breath and get outside. But what a time to be sinks giving in. How he could taste salt water right from your skin. Will you make him feel a win? Holding on to it's dangerous. Stresses out for the rest of us, but nothing changes in the end. Please don't change yourself, friend. What a time to be inside. Take a breath and get outside. But what a time to be. Yes, what a time to be alive. Say, what a time to be alive.
Cheers. We love you, Mountain State. We've all been fans for so long, and we love the artists we were grouped with. Whoever is in charge of that, what a great job you've done, sir. We really love you. We've just got, this one is called Rust, and it is also on the new album.
Texture of this rush, think this is the big one. Elizabeth, Elizabeth. Imagine in the miles these beat up cars traveled on, people that carried along underneath the stars, underneath these stars. Rust. ties could talk, would they say? Thousands of knees crying, driving away. If these ties could talk, wouldn't want to know how many wasted miles to get me to the shore. If these ties could talk.
Mighty fine, boys, mighty fine. Their latest album, Monarch Sessions, is available now on all platforms, and their brand new album, Learn From Letting Go, will be out soon. Give it up one more time for West Virginia's own Matt Mullins and the Bringdowns. We'd like to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over WUGA in Athens, Georgia, or over KLSA in Alexandria, Louisiana. This is David Mayfield, and you're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. Welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm David Mayfield, sitting in for Kathy Matea, who will be back next week. I'm glad to be here, and I'm so glad you could join us. We're at our home, the Culture Center Theater, here in Charleston, West Virginia, and there's another great hour of live music up ahead. In just a bit, we welcome renowned country music recording artist and hitmaker Kip Moore for the first time. Up next, folks, get ready to meet a voice that's redefining Americana music with soul and courage. Louisiana-born singer-songwriter and guitarist Joy Clark blends the rhythms of New Orleans with the social consciousness of folk music, creating songs that celebrate freedom, love, and self-acceptance. She's been turning heads in the music industry with standout festival performances and collaborations with legends like Alison Russell and the Indigo Girls. Her debut album, Tell It to the Wind, is out now on Ani DeFranco's label, Righteous Babe Records. It's a powerful declaration of independence and an invitation to stand boldly in your truth and take your rightful place in the world. Making her Mountain Stage debut, please welcome Joy Clark.
Thank you. Stage. This is a song dedicated to my grandmother and all the lessons she taught me. It's called Lesson. To say, eyes that knew freedom and sorrows unsaid, as she breathed out her wisdom, and here's what she said. She told me to be grateful, she told me to be kind, she told me to stand There's a time for peace, and God help us, there's a time for strife. Well, she said, go and get your lesson. You will find your blessing. Go and get your lesson. You will find your blessing. Ooh, na 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 na. Of times, but you just learn from it, honey. Keep your head held high. She told me to be grateful. She told me to be kind. She told me to stand up for what is right. So there's a time for peace. There's a time for strife. Well, she said, go and get your lesson. You will find your blessing. Go and get your lesson. You're gonna find your blessing. Go and get your lesson. You're gonna find your blessing. Go and get your lesson. Wow, we're so happy to be here. And look at all these wonderful faces out there that I can't see. But I trust you look great. God, the last time I was in West Virginia, the first time, I played at the Purple Fiddle. Thank you, Purple Fiddle, for letting me play there last year. It was I had a good time, and it's such a beautiful state. And we're really happy to be here, and happy 41 years of doing this broadcast, right? Yeah. I do have a brand spanking new album out. It's called Tell It to the Wind, and really excited about that. And it's here for you to purchase if you want a coaster, i.e. a CD. There. This song is called Guest. It's for anyone who's ever felt like they were fading into the background of their own life.
I really know how to hide, press my feelings into places so that everything I love is safe inside. I was torn, the push and pull, trying every combination to be present and protected and alive. But here's my story, I confess, been living like a guest in my own. before I learn I should not be someone who celebrates their wins. I fought like hell to free myself, fired up every single cell so I can revel in the beauty of my world again. My story, I confess, been living like a guest in my own life. I've been missing happiness, settling for less in my own life, chasing my
fun. How y'all doing? So I got to introduce these wonderful human beings, these people, my friends on stage with me. To my right is Gentleman Sharp on the keys and everything, on the vocals as well. Bradley Bourgeois back there on the drums. And Tiffany Morris over there on the bass and vocals. When you're growing, sometimes you can't take everything with you. You gotta leave some things behind. Song's called All Behind.
I'm taking my lamp, I'm taking my bike. I'm taking my plant, gonna raise it right. I'm taking my chin, gonna hold it high. So don't get up, I'll be all right. 'Cause I'm disappearing every day, and I'm needing more to be okay. Gonna leave it all behind. Gonna leave it all behind. So you can keep your love, you can keep your lies.
'Cause I'm tired of putting out your fire. I'm better than that, we both know. You can keep it all, I'm letting go.
Creek, Joy Clark, everybody. She just wrapped up a big tour with Ani DeFranco, and her debut album, Tell It to the Wind, is available now from Righteous Babe Records. Give it up one more time for Joy Clark. Well, now it's time for my favorite part of Mountain Stage, when we roll the big grand piano out into the spotlight and we feature our piano player, Bob Thompson. Bob's gonna play a W.C. Handy song called The Memphis Blues. W.C. Handy also wrote the St. Louis Blues, so he got around and he wasn't happy about it. With the Memphis Blues, give it up one more time for Bob Thompson. You can find his music at colortones.com. Once again, with the Memphis Blues, that was Bob Thompson. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook, X, and peek behind the scenes on our Instagram. You can find all those links at our website, mountainstage.org. All right, folks, next up, we welcome an artist who's built a reputation as one of country music's most tireless live performers and compelling songwriters. His genre-defying sound and personal lyrics have earned him multi-platinum hits like Something About a Truck and Hey Pretty Girl, along with over 1 billion streams and 2.5 million monthly listeners. He's performed sold-out headlining shows in stadiums, arenas, and theaters around the globe, including his recent trips to Australia and New Zealand, as well as South Africa, where he performed to over 50,000 fans at the inaugural Cape Town Country Music Festival. These efforts led to his 2024 CMA International Artist Achievement Award. He's gone global. He's a bona fide country star. Please welcome, for the first time, to Mountain Stage, Kip Moore.
Stars shine bright every night like they used to. shed some tears. We're both free falling without you here. Yeah, the sun still shines all the time, and the sky's still blue. The stars shine bright every night like they used to.
Coming back. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. Celine Dion. I guess she didn't know that. How we doing, West Virginia? We good?
Yeah, y'all good.
Can't really see what's up top, but I figure there's people up there. I hope y'all are good up top. Let's see here. What do we want to do here? I'm just kind of like feeling this. I'm feeling this out right now. You know, I'm just kind of wanted to make this like a living room hang. What's that? Virginia, you want to hear Sweet Virginia? Watch how easy that is. Let's do Sweet Virginia. Do it, baby. All right, let's do Sweet Virginia right here.
Sweet Virginia,
sweet Virginia. And if it's all just a game, tell me, my darling, tell me what part I should play. Sweet Virginia, if it's all just a game, then tell me, my darling, tell me what part I should play. Sweet Virginia, if it's all just a game, well, tell me, my darling, tell me what part I should play. Sweet Virginia, if it's all just a game, well, tell me, my darling, tell me what part I should play. Sweet Virginia, if it's all just a game, tell me, my darling, tell me what part I should play. Sweet Virginia, if it's all just a game, oh, tell me, my darling, tell me what part I should play.
Thank you, thank you. All right, let's do something nobody's ever heard right here. Usually I get a bigger reaction when I say that, but you know. I'm going to do a song called Burn. It'll be on the upcoming record coming out next year. Nobody's ever heard this. You're the first people to hear this. Probably not the best time to break it out the way I'm singing, but I've never been known to do the most intelligent thing, so we're going to do it anyway. I had written this whole song sitting on my back porch in on the East Coast. And like many songs, I'll write a full song and I'll tear it apart and start completely over. This one, I always liked the bones of it. I kept the chorus the same until the hook. The hook was never landing right for me. I'd written the whole first half of the song and the back half and the chorus. And then I linked up with some friends of mine that I was writing this record with, Casey Beathard and Jaron Johnston, two super talented guys. And we went in and looked at it, and we rewrote the second verse. And then I told him, give me some time, I'm going to think on this hook. Because we had everything there, the whole song was there, but we weren't sold on the hook. And I was sitting out back one day and just thinking about how the message that I was saying in the song. And there was never anything political about the song for me. It was just how crazy we've all gotten, and I don't know how we got here. And I was sitting out back, and I watched this eagle take off from my back porch and fly over the marsh. And right as he did that, I saw